Good day. You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. Yesterday's election delivered three major blows to environmental initiatives, which the majority of Swiss felt were too extreme. The police were given enhanced preventative authority in rooting out terrorists, and the federal government was given more power in responding swiftly to the COVID crisis. In other news, two aircraft crashed in the Graubünden Alps, and the Swiss ramp up COVID vaccine administration as the COVID cases continue to decline. Here are the stories. The CO2 reduction law failed yesterday at the polls with a very tight margin of 48.4% in favor to 51.6% voting against the proposed law to reduce carbon emissions. All of the French-speaking cantons, with the exception of Valais, voted in favor of the CO2 reduction law, as well as Canton Zurich and Basel-Stadt. Every other canton voted against the law. It is likely the federal government will go back to the drawing board to find new, more palatable ways for the Swiss to reduce carbon emissions. Switzerland's climate is disproportionately impacted by climate change, with annual temperatures rising in Switzerland at twice the rate of the global average, according to ABC News and Meteo Suisse. The initiative titled For Clean Drinking Water and Healthy Food failed in every canton, with the exception of Basel-Stadt. 39.3% of Swiss voted in favor of the public initiative, while a whopping 60.7% voted against. Critics of this initiative found it too restrictive, placing what some believe would have been an unnecessary burden on farmers to grow their own feed for livestock. A number of organic farmers opposed this highly restrictive legislation, since it would mean they would be ineligible for much-needed government subsidies if they were unable to follow this now-failed law. The pesticide ban initiative similarly failed at the polls yesterday, with 39.4% voting for the ban and 60.6% of Swiss voting against the law. This initiative, like the Clean Drinking Water initiative, failed in every canton except for Basel-Stadt. The COVID-19 law, which provides the federal government the authority to respond more readily to the COVID-19 pandemic, passed with 60.2% of Swiss in favor of the federal law. 39.8% of Swiss opposed. And the final item on the Swiss voters' ballot was called Federal Law on Police Measures to Combat Terrorism. This federal law passed with a comfortable majority of 56.6% of voters in favor of expanding police powers in preventing terrorist attacks on Swiss soil. 43.4% opposed the law at the polls. This law passed in every canton except for Basel-Stadt, where it was rejected. Five people died on Saturday, when both a small plane and a glider crashed in the mountains in Canton Graubünden, in the high Alps above Bivio. Both aircraft were found a kilometer apart, and an investigation has been opened to determine if the two crashes are related. According to Graubünden police, two pilots, one for each of the crafts found, and a man, woman, and child who were passengers in the small airplane perished on Saturday. Due to the poor weather and the high altitude of 2,700 meters, it was not possible to access the crash site until Sunday, when both crafts were discovered. Switzerland continues to make progress vaccinating its citizens with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. According to the Swiss federal government website, 5.8 million doses have been administered, with a total of 2.2 million people who are fully vaccinated in Switzerland. Since Friday, June 11th, three people have died of the virus, and there have been 684 confirmed new cases of COVID-19, with an average of 228 new cases per day. The viral reproduction number stands at 0.65. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English. Feel free to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, abianto.